8:43, not Monday, Tuesday, the 30th of August.
Yeah, Mike and Casey with Martin Fry.
We like him.
Yeah, we love him now. We'd never talked to him before. We got to give him a call. He's from the British group ABC, and he's in Barbados.
Hello there. Is that Mike and Casey?
Hello, Martin. Yes. You know, I start talking to people from Britain, and I start talking with a British accent for some reason. I think I've lost my mind, actually.
I did the same in America. It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah, I've got a fluid accent. Transatlantic accent. Yeah.
ABC, is it basically just you now?
It's kind of benevolent dictatorship. Yeah. It isn't just me. No, I collaborate with a lot of different people. But from the old days, yeah. Got like a 7-piece band, and we've been playing shows with the orchestra. I've been working a lot with Ann Dudley, but yeah, I'm one of the only original members in ABC now. Yeah,
fantastic. Now you're down in Barbados. Is this business or pleasure that you're there?
I'd like to say business, because it's just been the big crop over festival here, the kind of annual festival. But I've been playing some shows. We finished in Los Angeles, and I thought I'll come to Barbados on my way back to London. Yeah, I live in London, but I've got a small place to hang out in Barbados, which means I get to kind of go to the beach twice a day, which is a great treat for me, yeah, especially living in London. So, yeah, I'm in Barbados.
That's wonderful. Enjoy your stay. I have to say, of course, like everybody else, when Smokey sings, just one of my all-time favorite songs. Did you ever hear from Smokey Robinson about that?
Oh, thanks, Katie. That's nice of you to say that. Yeah. When Smokey Sings came from, you know, a bad time in my life, tough time, so I was listening to kind of Motown and Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and The Temptations. But I love Smokey Robinson, you know, and I realized, you know, music can be really, make you feel good, you know, it's really therapeutic, and that's what the song was about. When we brought it out, we went to Holland to do a TV show, and I walked down the corridor, and there's Smokey Robinson's name on the dressing room door. So I knocked on the door, and I took a copy of the vinyl, and I said, "Hello, Mr. Robinson. We've written a song about you called When Smokey Sings. Would you accept this gift?" And about 4 or 5 weeks later, I met him in Los Angeles. We were doing some more TV shows, and both our record and his record were big hits. And then we hung out then. Yeah, so, yeah, I did meet Smokey Robinson. It was great. So the moral of that story is you've got to be very careful what you write songs about. Yeah, it comes true.
When Smokey sings, I hear violins. Such a great line. It's so evocative.
We've been doing some orchestral shows in the UK, so I get to sing that line. It's kind of nice. We open up with When Smokey Sings. There's a 36-piece orchestra, and I kind of throw my arm in the air and go, "When Smokey sings, I hear violins." Yeah, the cellos and everything else, yeah. So it served me well, that song, yeah.
What a great song. Right?
All that's left to do now is turn the radio up.
That's it. When Smokey Sings from ABC and Martin Fry with Mike and Casey at WHUD.